This is Ted Kennedy. Ed Meese disgraced the Department of Justice. That's not me talking. It's what two of his own top aides told the Senate. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in dramatic testimony last week, Arnold Burns and William Weld, former top officials in the Department of Justice, broke their silence. They explained why they resigned rather than work for Attorney General Ed Meese. Their testimony painted a distressing picture of violations of law and conflicts of interest by the Attorney General, not just isolated incidents, but a pattern of violation over several years. Burns and Weld resigned because they couldn't stomach what was happening. Their profiles and courage talking about a profile in corruption. They deserve credit for putting justice above self-interest, which is more than you can say for Ed Meese, Al. Even the special prosecutor's report said that Meese broke the law. Other public officials have been prosecuted for lesser crimes, Al. Ed Meese is lucky to go free, but he should never have been made Attorney General.
Hey, there's the rub, Ted. Absolute frustration, isn't it, chum? You have spent many frustrating man years trying to plant Ed Meese. You and your liberal pals unleashed the hounds of the Baskervilles on him. Two independent counsels, 415 days to get him confirmed as AG, $2 million of taxpayers' money. You guys lost sleep over him. And after enduring all of that bloated process and the endless drumfire of criticism from you and some left-wing lunkheads, Ed Meese was cleared of any wrongdoing at each and every step of the way. So having then failed to nail him in a court of law, you then tried to punch him out in the only arena which you personally control, a kangaroo court right there in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Really out of Alice in Wonderland. Not your finest hour, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a grave threat to the national security. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.